News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, let's go to the Labour Party's deputy leader, Éan O'Riordan. The Labour Party, of course, had a motion to extend mandatory quarantine to all unessential travel in Ireland, into Ireland, defeated in the Dáil last night. Éan, you're here to talk to us about that. But I'm just curious about the poll, because Labour is very much zero COVID. Does this poll suggest you're out of sync with what the public are thinking on it?
Well, first of all, thanks for electing me deputy leader of the Labour Party, but I am.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
that's okay. Look, I think what we're all trying to do is try to achieve the same thing, be it government or opposition. I know people look at politics and think it's always an unmerciful row. But look, if government succeeds, then we all succeed. The point of all this is to drive down the virus and to save lives. So we have a different view as to how we might do it. What we don't call it zero COVID, we call it an aggressive suppression strategy. But either way, since Christmas and the new variant and the numbers that have been quite scary for everybody, we've been trying to maybe focus attention on a different way of going about it.
Yeah, I'm wondering though, is that just when you look at that poll figure, 60, you know, whether we call it zero COVID or not, 30% support for it, 68% say, yeah, let's get back to normal once the vulnerable are vaccinated.
Yeah.
Does that suggest the opposition is slightly out of touch with public opinion or behind opinion?
It could mean that, but from our own work and people across, Leinster House would say that people are at their breaking point, that the levels of anxiety are sky high, that people are ready to snap. And probably from within that poll, I would sense is a great deal of frustration that's within the Irish public. All these things are heightened at the moment, and it's a very difficult space for everybody to operate in. So if anybody offers a question with a little bit of hope, you know, a respondent is quite likely to grab that hope and hope that the restrictions would end sooner rather than later.
Your bill to extend mandatory quarantine to all unessential travel, it defeated. Is that the end of the matter, do you think?
Well, look, a vote was taken and governments are going to do what they said they would do. They have a list of 20 countries, but, you know, the UK have 33 countries. Governments have said that they want to add to their list. Just like you said in your previous conversation with the people being ahead of politics, I believe that, you know, there is a level of support for the idea of us taking this very serious for a specific period of time. You know, that the virus moves from country to country. The idea that we'd have 20 countries and that would be it. It doesn't make much sense to us. We wanted to be much more comprehensive about a strategy of mandatory quarantine. Hopefully the government are right. Maybe we are wrong. Either way, we want to see the stats going down, but they are stubbornly high. They're still in around the 700, 800 mark, and we're now, almost in March, and the death rate is still quite high. So as vaccination rolls out,
I don't want to nitpick on the numbers, because I'm not suggesting that things are rosy. There is a sense, though, is there not, in the last week that things have dropped quite considerably. The numbers have dropped. They are more around the 500, 600 mark, whereas even a week ago they were around kind of the 700, 800 mark. Now, look, maybe I'm grasping at straws here, but are we not seeing a slow but a steady decline in the numbers?
Yeah, but again, we are going to open up. We're going to open up schools, which is something that we support. We're talking about opening up other elements of the economy, including construction. If we do that in tandem with a policy of restricting inwards travel to 20 countries, we're not convinced it's going to work. We hope to be wrong. But what we want to see is, you know, not taking these different decisions and divorcing them from each other. The reopening of schools is completely part of an overall strategy. And what we don't want to see is that we have to close schools again because the strategy doesn't work. We want it to be more comprehensive. 20 countries in the list is just not going to cut it.
Okay, we'll leave there. My apologies for referring to as the deputy leader. I just assumed, given that you were in the leadership contest, that you were the deputy leader. But my bad, as they say. Labour TD, Éan O'Riordan, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.